Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, August 12th through Thursday, August 18th, 2022. August 12th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I desire your souls be a reflection of love and trust in me. Such a soul knows no fear, but always has recourse unto me. This is a soul who hopes, knowing that even defeat sheds light on the path of victory. Where there is a will, there is a way. That is what hope is. Hope is trust in that which is not evident. If you know something in the light of certainty, that is not hope. Uncertainty bears the fruit of hope." A note is given to read Romans chapter 5, 1 through 5. "Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 13th, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, the greatest gift you can ever give me is the surrender of your whole heart at prayer. I will return such a gift with many graces and gifts. Such a gift is very difficult to give to me, as Satan does his best to interfere. If you focus always on yourself and how everything affects you, you will never succeed in giving me your whole heart. Give without counting the cost. Follow my son's example during his passion and death. This total surrender is the most difficult sacrifice to give. It is a sacrifice which requires the purest form of holy love. Souls should pray for the strength to surrender completely to me in this way." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. "So shun youthful passions and aim at righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call upon the Lord from a pure heart." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. August 14th, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, The soul's whole earthly journey is based on trust. Trust in my divine promises. Trust in life everlasting. Trust is the reality of the purpose of his life on earth. This earthly existence is a test given to each soul to prove his worthiness of heaven. Therefore, each soul needs to be continually engaged in an effort to increase his personal holiness. The depth of the soul's relationship with me when he draws his last breath determines his eternity. Each one's eternity is different according to his individual response to my call to holiness. This is why the soul must be careful not to succumb to the world's opinion of personal holiness. Value your relationship with me above all else. That is the secret to eternal joy." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked, when you lived in them. But now, put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 15th, 2022, the Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, my assumption into heaven was an act of unitive love. So much was my desire to be united to my divine Son in heaven, that I was taken body and soul into heaven to be with him. God deemed it was not his will that I should suffer the corruption of the grave, since my virginal body was the first tabernacle. Love was the impetus of each of God's miracles. He has not finished his miraculous outpouring of grace. Pray to live in unitive love with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us. Scripture verse asked to be read by Blessed Virgin Mary. August 16th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, believe in yourselves and in your efforts to follow the path of righteousness, which is obedience to my commandments. Your obedience is a bond between us, which can only be broken through an act of free will. Align your free will with this obedience, for this is the way to peace of heart. Find in this, my advice, your goal for earthly happiness. Your happiness on earth only extends to the degree of your obedience to my commandments. This obedience places your heart next to mine, and it is then I can most easily lead you according to my holy and divine will. Therefore, make it your business to know and to understand the fullness of my commandments." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 24. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Another note is given to read Leviticus chapter 18, verse 30. So keep my charge never to practice any of these abominable customs which were practiced before you, and never to defile yourselves by them. I am the Lord your God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 16th, 2022. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." I will be present with those who gather to pray in the United Hearts Field on October 7th, Feast of the Holy Rosary. Papa God will impart his triple blessing at that time. August 17th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, surrender any unforgiveness you carry in your heart before the moment of your judgment. A grudge cannot accompany you to heaven. No one is angry or unforgiving in heaven. All is peace, love, and joy. Any encumbrance to this peace must be removed before the soul enters paradise. While on earth, pray for the enlightenment to see any unforgiveness or grudge which could impede your eternal joy. Treat such a grudge as your enemy which stands between your heart and mine. Pray to be released from this bondage. When you feel at peace, you will know you have succeeded." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 15. "Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and, if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. August 18th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "This is the age of great doubt and apostasy, when I am calling my children away from the false gods of the world into the reality of truth. It is time to search for Jesus in your hearts and to avoid the pleasures of the world. When the Holy Mother searched for her son who went missing, she found him in the temple preaching and teaching. These days, would any of you be found in the temple? Recognize the ploys of Satan which lead you away from the truth of your need for repentance and your own salvation. Ground your hearts in the reality of your relationship with me. Therein lies your peace and security." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.